Jackalope Radio wanted to let you know that our beloved radio messiah, Brad Westmar, is on holidays.
I think I'm so big. Blah, blah, blah.
With his lovely wife, Christy. And Presley. Not that Presley.
Don't.
In the meantime, we present you the best of the Brad Westmar Show. Coming up.
Morning. Four, please.
Oh, hey, man. That smells great.
Ah, thanks. That's because I use Rectal Mints.
Rectal Mints?
Tell you what, I'll pop in a fresh Rectal Mint, and you try to guess which scent this is.
Well, I don't...
It'll be fun.
Spearmint?
You're close. Give up? It's wintergreen.
All right, yeah. Gee, your ass smells terrific.
Cover up that funk stank with new Rectal Mints. They make your farts smell... so good. Every mint contains a gleaming drop of... ping! Sphincterol. So, the next time you feel gassy in public, let her rip.
Let's both try one.
Rectal Mints. Misuse is directed.
And now it's time for everyone's favorite show at TFN, Cooking with Corpse.
Hey, thanks, John. And of course, we're your hosts. I'm Hannibal.
And I'm Jan.
And we're the Lecters.
We've got a great show for you today. We're going to teach you the proper way to prepare a human head.
That's right, Jan. Now, most people don't understand that the human head is a treasure filled with many decadent desires the whole family can enjoy.
It sure is. I mean, who doesn't like a little head? Now, as Hannibal prepares the head, I'm going to show you a sauce that's been in my family for years. Now, what you will need is some fresh blood from your victim and some flesh from each calf muscle.
I know I sure get the craving for human flesh, Jan.
Don't we all? Get a small bowl and mix both ingredients together vigorously. You'll notice that Hannibal is soaking the head in a brine solution to tenderize it so it will melt in your mouth, not in your hand.
I've got our human head ready, Jan, and this guy looks great. You'll want to preheat your oven to 450 degrees before putting the head in. It'll take about 15 to 20 minutes, depending on your oven.
We've already got a human head in there, so we can show you the finished product. We'll just pull that out and add our sauce. And, well, look at that. Doesn't that look great?
Mmm, morbidly delicious, Jan. I guess all that's left is to eat.
You got it. Thanks for joining us.
Next time, on Cooking with Corpse.
If you're getting ready for the holiday season and expecting a lot of company, we're going to show you how to prepare an entire human corpse from scratch.
That's right, Jan. We'll show you how to stalk 'em, glock 'em, and chop 'em.
We've already got our prep cooks picking out our next victim.
Oh, look out! We have a runner!
Don't worry. I'll get him. Hey, Jan, it's Break and Bake, and I helped.
Good one, guys.
You sure did. Thanks for watching, and join us next time.
Ladies and gentlemen, the show is about to begin.
And now for something completely different.
Come on, feel the noise.
I want to rock.
Let's get the rock out of here.
Damn straight!
Are you ready to rock?
You know who I am?
Who are you?
Your DJ for this evening.
I've been reading all your press clippings and listening to tapes of your shows for weeks. And you're really something. You're very funny.
I try to amuse.
I listen to your show all the time. I think you're a sick, foul, mouth, disgusting man. And you make people really nauseous 365 days a year.
Man, you're so funny, man. That's why I love to listen to your show. That's why all the kids listen to you, man. Plus, you know, these goons push around. You know, all the kids listen to you. You are the best thing on the radio!
We're going to go to a message. I'll be right back after I shoot up.
This is the best of the Brad Westmar Show.
Hey!
And welcome to the Brad Westmar Show. I am here with Jared and Batman in the Batcave. Good to be here with you again, Jared.
Likewise.
Got a few things I want to do here, but I'm trying to think of which order to go in. I've got this over here and that, but then I need to talk to Batman. Well, first of all, I sit here and look at this Hulk picture, and I remember to myself, I've got a Hulk picture too, autographed. And I believe it was about 1981 or so. So I mean, the Incredible Hulk, I need to get that on DVD. I love the Incredible Hulk.
Did you?
Oh, I loved that show. I loved it. And I'm going to guess that Batman did too, which is one of the reasons why that picture is in here.
Safe bet.
Yeah, safe bet. You know, real quick, Twitter. Okay, I know that you're opposed to social networking, at least to an extent, when it comes to Facebook and Twitter. And I'm not going to sit here and try to make you do anything you don't want to do, although there will be some plots against you in the near future, I'm sure. But I want to mention that, you know, one of the things I like about Twitter is it really is, it's nothing like Facebook. Facebook is so garbled with crap. And I'm on there. I've got a personal account. I've got the show account, you know, and I like it because I'm hooked, made connections, you know, again, with a bunch of people from high school and college, which is fantastic. But Twitter is great because it's short, it's concise. It can be a entertainment source, and it can also be a news source. You know, I mean, I scroll Twitter and I have all the local news without a problem, without even having to watch the news. You know, Chris Ketz here from KNBC is known probably as the Kansas City tweeter here. And he's got all the news on there all the time. And one of the things that I thought was interesting, I wanted to make mention to you, you might appreciate this. There's a lot of fake accounts and entertainment type accounts on there. There's one guy on there named Lord Voldemort, which I think might be a character from...
I think it's a Harry Potter.
Harry Potter, thank you. And he's always writing smart aleck, you know, comedy type stuff. And then there was also a guy in there when I first got on Twitter named Gary Busey, and he had a picture of Gary Busey. And the guy was really, really funny and said really crude stuff. And I thought, this guy is funny. And I was following him and having a great time watching him and everything. Then come to find out, it wasn't Gary Busey. It was a guy pretending to be Gary Busey by putting a picture up and calling himself Gary Busey, and he got caught. So Twitter basically suspended the account and said, you need to change the name to something resembling the fact that you're a parody of Gary Busey, and you cannot use his picture either. So he went and called him, changed his name, because you can change your name on Twitter, to not Gary Busey.
Aww.
And put a funny little Groucho Marx type glasses and mustache on the profile picture. Funny thing happened, though, folks. When I figured out that wasn't Gary Busey, the guy wasn't so funny anymore.
Well, that's part of the shtick, right?
Yeah. And it just, I stopped following him a couple weeks ago because it's like, it's just not funny anymore to me. So, but overall, I mean, Twitter is great. And there's a lot of people on there that maybe even shouldn't be on there. And I came across this, and I'm very, very intrigued by this. I came across a gal who at one point I told you, Jared, off the show, that I thought it was one of Brett Favre's daughters, or one of Brett Favre's sisters.
Right.
Come to find out, Brittany Favre is Brett Favre's daughter.
Awkward.
Awkward is right. Brittany Favre is on Twitter, twitter.com, at Brittany Favre, B-R-I-T-T-A-N-Y. And it just... I immediately started to read these tweets, and I'm just going to go ahead and read a few of them here, but I figured that there's only one way to read these tweets, and I think you're going to agree.
Oh, he's back.
Well. Okay. You can go ahead and clap if you want to. Yeah.
Yeehaw!
There you go. I'm going to read a few of Brittany Favre's tweets here, but I don't want my dueling banjos to be too loud, so here we go. Hey, everybody. I smile every time I look at my sweet husband. knowing that he has no idea we'll be going to the Justin Bieber movie.
Oh, that's just evil.
I'm sorry, but it's just too early for a clash like behavioral neuroscience.
Ooh.
Thanks for all the congrats. January 26th has always been a great memory for our family. So, yes, I chose this day for our wedding. So, I got married this morning. Today has been pretty dang good. Here's a good twit for you. Jambalaya, aya, aya, aya.
What?
Hey, pimping ain't easy when you gotta borrow your grandma's car for the week.
I bet it's kind of a kick-butt car, though.
Number of times Patrick and I have accidentally set off our alarm in the new house? 4. Oop. That was my head against the microphone.
Ooh, I thought it was your helmet. Yeah.
Bought our first king cake of the Mardi Gras season. Blueberry cream cheese. Stretchy pants. Stretchy pants.
What? Sure, the two go together, right.
Oops, I'm an admirable. Second day of classes equals brain drain.
Wow.
I feel like a serious underachiever when I see stuff like this on campus. Bam! Now the meanies can stop following me and I can continue being boring.
What?
Hey, everybody. What? This is Brittany Favre, Brett Favre's daughter.
We're not milking anything there, are we?
Not at all. Just fired up the grill and we need some music. One of the best Pandora stations. Life is good. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Wow. Wow.
Ha, Carly, I'll tell you the deets. Totally housed in a spirit. Your house isn't haunted, you nut job.
What?
SNL was actually funny tonight for the first time in a long time. Nice.
Who is she to? Oh.
Hey, everybody. This is Brittany Favre. Happy for the Packers. Just watch some highlights. Not bad. Not bad at all. Now for a cold beer and relaxation in my haunted house.
I just, wow. I just picture her with her hands in her pants, kicking back Al Bundy style.
The other guys is hysterical, but not taking my mind off our resident ghost. Hey, everybody, this is Brittany Favre.
Oh, ghost.
Right. I'm trying to see here. Yeah, see. Taco Bell, fourth meal, single-handedly contributing to excess weight gain in college kids.
Why?
Just stop eating.
This is, you know what? This isn't right without this. Hey,
everybody, this is Brittany Favre. Pardon me while my tweets refresh. I don't want people to think I hate Green Bay. I loved my time there. But come on, rivalries are fun. Congrats to the Pack on a big win. Box wine is about as glassy as marrying your... Oh, wait, glassy? Box wine is about as glassy as marrying your second cousin because you claim you didn't know. We do a lot of that in Mississippi.
Oh, good God.
Hey, everybody, this is Brittany Favre. My love is finally back home today, and his birthday is tomorrow. Gonna be a good night.
Oh, how did she spell love?
L-U-V.
L-O-V-E.
Shocking.
Hey, everybody, this is Brittany Favre. Overheard at church this morning. Man, we have to be still quiet in church. What? Or say Thomas will come out.
Come out of what?
Church in this freezing weather? I'm from Mississippi. I did not sign up for this. Any prayer requests?
I pray for silence.
Hey, everybody, this is Brittany Favre. I just watched a video on SIDS. Making my bed on the floor of Parker's room tonight. So scary and so sad. Hey, everybody, this is Brittany Favre. DVR is becoming a second job for me.
Oh.
Why am I so overzealous about recording TV? I have become the jokes that I used to make.
Oh, I don't know about the used to part, but you're half right, sister.
Hey, everybody, this is Brittany Favre. I feel fine, but my kicks are sick.
Kicks with an X, right?
I can't do this anymore.
No, my voice please is going. Stop.
No, don't.
It's a sign.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Oh, see, okay. And this is exactly why I'm against.
But okay. But seriously, that is like the epitome of bad, and it's only bad because A, it's Brett Favre's daughter, and B, we're doing a parody of her. You know, I mean, it sounds stupid.
It's bad anyway, though. I mean, who cares? I mean, it's just so narcissistic.
Okay, you're right. And that's the other problem. The difference between Facebook and Twitter is if you do Twitter right, Twitter is not a narcissistic thing, okay?
Right.
Twitter is supposed to be entertaining and informative, and Facebook is narcissistic, okay? And when I saw a tweet one time where somebody said that my Facebook status updates are like my leftovers from Twitter, meaning basically anything that's kind of just boring about myself, I put on Facebook. But on Twitter, you think about what you're going to say.
If it's done right.
If
but
it's done
right.
For
every person doing it right, there are 1,000 jackasses doing it wrong.
You're right. It's no different than what I was talking about last week with the weather and people, okay? There's going to be a certain type of person out there that is going to do it wrong. They're always looking for a way to not have to go to work. Then there's people, you know, like you, that can work from home and legitimately do it. There's people like me who say, you know what, it's my job to go to work. I'm going to work unless I'm told not to. And it's the same thing with Twitter. There are some that ruin it for others, unfortunately. But the great thing about it is, Jared, on Twitter, you don't have to follow those people. You don't have to read their stupid stuff. You get to choose what stuff you're reading.
Unless you're in the studio having it read to you, in which case I had no choice about having to hear that abortion.
Go on. You enjoyed it. Abortion. Shame on you. After talking about SIDS and you bring up abortion. For shame.
So scary. So scary.
All right. I don't even know where to go from there except saying, well, let's go ahead and take the break. We will be right back.
More of the best of the Brad Westmar Show coming up.
Hello, and welcome to the instructional audio series of
Rock Vocal Power.
With this easy-to-use, step-by-step audio program, you too will be able to sing like the pros. Here, you will learn all of the current trendy vocal techniques used by virtually all of today's chart busters. I'm sure you're thinking, how can I learn to sing like one of today's rock singers when I can't sing at all? Well, it's not so hard with
Rock Vocal Power.
For just 6 easy installments of just $69.95, you'll get one instructional method.
Available on CD, cassette, 8-track, mini disc, laser disc, Betamax, vinyl, or in Braille.
And this method breaks down the techniques of today's hot vocalists so that you can learn at your own pace. Just listen to these testimonials by satisfied customers.
When I started as a bar singer playing Pearl Jam covers, I wasn't quite able to capture the essence in the singer's voice, you know. Till I bought
Rock Vocal Power.
Now I've sold almost 50 million jillion records worldwide in my own original music band. Praise the Lord.
You too can learn from this amazing series how to unlock the vocal treasure chest that awaits inside you. Who's there? Why, it's gold and platinum, and it too can be yours. But that's not all. For no extra charge, we'll throw in a few extra methods, like the pickle and mouth technique. The cookie monster. And the ever popular, hey, look at me, I can't sing, so run me through the computer.
I can't sing so good.
Just think, with
Rock Vocal Power,
you'll never have to sound like this guy again.
I have a picture.
This is the best of the Brad Westmar Show.
You know what I think we're going to do? Let's go ahead and make a jump. By the way, Batman, you got things squared away when we need to take a break? Good, good. Let's go ahead and make a jump into our gripes of the week.
Ooh, all right.
You okay with that?
Sure.
Are you okay with starting tonight? Or do I need to start this time? I think I better start because last time you did start and...
You go ahead.
I'll go. But first, we got to have the intro, so let's do it.
Westmar and Afkar are filled to the brim with anger.
I still hate people.
Annoying nasally voice.
No.
Oh, I was about to burst a blood vessel.
You know what really bothers me about this? There's too much Todd Sheets on Jackalope Radio already, in my opinion. I've been thinking a lot about this.
Turkey, tightly wound, mean, taskmaster.
And to maintain their sanity, we present Gripes of the Week.
All right, here's the deal. I want to talk tonight a little bit about TV. I can admit that I am a fan, and still am a fan, even though not near as good as it was, of the Real World MTV. MTV was the first to ever do reality TV. They were the first. And honestly, when it first came out, it was good. I mean, because it really was real. And now all reality TV has gotten so bad. Not only has all TV gotten bad, which I've become a lot more in tune with how bad it really is. I mean, I just... I have spent more time watching Buck Rogers from 1979 than I do watching regular TV. I love that. We're going to talk more about that show sometime. But my biggest problem is I still try to give certain reality shows a try. And I won't even talk about how bad The Real World is now or that new one they've got on there. It's called Skin, I believe, which I haven't even seen yet. But one of the shows that came out a couple of years ago that I thought, maybe it was even last year, that I thought was really, really good, or was going to be really, really good, was Undercover Boss. Because I'm a big fan of business. I mean, I'm a business kind of guy. I like to get within a company to see the inner workings of it. Uh-huh. That's why I like The Apprentice, for example.
I was going to ask if you like that.
I love The Apprentice. Okay. And really, I was really excited that they didn't do The Celebrity Apprentice this year because I liked The Real Deal, but it was a little bit watered down. But I still like to watch it because I like to think about what I would do if I was in those situations. Undercover Boss, I thought, this is great. I'm going to get to see what's going on within these companies, and it's going to be the real deal. It's so faked. And every one of these reality shows now on network TV has to take it and turn it into some kind of a sensitive feeling thing where they do the same thing with the Home Improvement show, whatever it's called. And I don't want to feel good when I watch reality TV. I want to see reality. And this Undercover Boss show had so much potential, but every time you watch it, it's, I got a tear in my eye because such and such couldn't go to college, or because such and such has 14 kids because she couldn't keep her legs together, and now she can't make any money and can't afford the kids and all these. It's all this said, and at the end of the show, we're going to give you a whole boatload of money, and we're going to give you an education, and we're going to raise you up to the top of the ranks. Well, that doesn't make me feel good either, because they got something for nothing. I don't want to hear about it. I don't want to see that kind of stuff. I want to see the reality of the crap that's going on behind the door, closed doors at DirecTV or at Mr. Donut or whatever it might be.
Right.
So I'm very, very disappointed in TV in general and reality TV, of course, as well. So that's kind of where I'm at. Understood? Do you agree?
Oh, thoroughly. In fact, I might just piggyback onto yours because...
Sure, you want to go ahead and start?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
I mean, because on a very similar note, my wife and I have very incompatible television tastes. I can't, there's no word to explain the expansive gulf between what she watches and what I'll watch. And she likes watching the reality crap. Now, I don't know, she hasn't sunk too low, although The Real Housewives do make an occasional appearance, which just inspires murderous rage. And for me... I can't even be in the same room when some of these shows are on because I feel like these people are such jackasses where they try to... They're just attention whore-ish. And I feel as though we're rewarding them by spending time giving them exactly what they want.
I agree.
And I cannot do it. And there are a couple that leap out to mind. I can't stand the family from Arkansas that has a zillion kids. You know, what is it, 18, 19 and counting? Like, the miracle there is that they could freaking count to 19 in the first place.
Yes.
Bunch of Arkansan inbreds cranking out kids, and this is noteworthy. This is remarkable. The fact that they're just bumping out kids like chiclets, that's just great. Mother Pez dispenser there. So we're supposed to praise her for that crap, and then conversely, you also have the dumb Jersey Mook cake boss guy who just I cannot stand that tool, and I gotta say. The wellspring of suck is New Jersey, and his accent and the fact that every cake is freaking awesome, and he just has to say the word awesome over and over again.
Yeah.
And we're going to show each week how wacky and contrived we are. Look at how crazy this zany Italian heritage bakery is, and we're going to do something. We're going to cook a naughty cake, and then prudish Ma is going to come in and throw a fit. It just, you can just see through. You know they're plotting it out. And it wouldn't bother me quite as much if there weren't already a reality cake show on Food Network, Ace of Cakes, whose show is much better, even though I don't necessarily like that show. That at least you get the feeling they're a little more genuine, as opposed to this dumb mook just kind of you know, milking it. I just want to crack him in the face.
I understand.
I cannot stand that guy.
You know, my wife watches Cake Boss too, I think, or at least she was at one point or another.
Oh, break her of it. We need a support group, and we need to find a way to get our respective spouses to kick the bad TV habit.
Probably not bad. I mean, it's a good idea. And the one, you know, you talk about having incompatible tastes, and my wife and I don't watch a whole lot of TV together right now either. And she really gets on my case when I start to badmouth Oprah. And
she,
you know, and I guess one of the reasons, it's not that my wife loves Oprah. It's just that the answer back from her is, why do you care? What's the big deal? What do you have against her? Well, because she loves herself a little bit too much.
Well, she's everywhere. You cannot escape her.
Oprah! I mean, that's everything
you,
is.
You do know she knows about this right now, and there is an army of people slashing your tires in the parking lot as we speak.
She's over at Arby's right now. Oh, man. But no, seriously, I'm with you on the TV thing. And let's be honest, too. I mean, we both have some things, which I was hoping you might bring it up, but I'm not going to bring it up tonight because I made fun of you a little bit too much last week. But there are both shows that we both watch that we're probably not proud of.
We all have guilty pleasures. But when your entire lexicon of TV show watching involves all guilty pleasures, you know, mix in something. I don't care whether it's Masterpiece Theater, is that even on anymore? Something,
it might be.
Baseball Tonight, whatever. You know, do something that's not all, if it's 100% crap, it's not a guilty pleasure. You got a problem.
I agree. I would agree with that. And so, I mean, we want people to know that we're not trying to say we only watch good TV.
No,
it's
the same with music, you know?
True.
There are bands I'm embarrassed to admit I like, but I still like them, and I'm sure you probably have a few as well.
Oh, I do have a few, that is for sure.
But when they're all in that category, then that's
a bad thing.
Yeah.
I would agree.
And when you live with that, then that's even worse.
True. I'll tell you what, I've got a lot on my plate, a lot on my mind.
All right.
Let's take a break. We'll come back. I want to tell you some drama happening regarding this show and an affiliate and listeners.
Shocking. You and drama?
It hasn't happened at all till now.
But drama follows you eventually.
I'm going to do my best to hold back. I wanted to tell you about this last Saturday night, but I didn't have a chance to tell you about it. So I'm just going to open it up on the air, and I'm going to get yours and Batman's opinion because I have my opinion as well. And
All right.
Let's take the break, and we will be right back.
More of the best of the Brad Westmar Show coming up.
Thank you for calling Credit of Orlando. How can I help you?
Yes, I would like to sign up for Kung Fu lessons, please.
We stopped teaching Kung Fu last week.
Well, what? I need to kick somebody's ass.
Well, I can teach you how to do that real quick.
Okay. What kind of, is it martial arts?
It's what martial arts?
It's what you teach.
It's Taekwondo.
Taekwondo.
Yeah.
Oh, good. Okay, my name is Roth.
Uh-huh.
And I would like to sign up then. How do I do that?
How do you do that? All we got to do is get you in for the introductory program.
Okay, because I need some confidence and self-respect. I have a coworker that's always teasing me, so I get pissed.
I can understand that. I have that happen all the time.
You do too?
Every day.
Really?
Yeah.
He calls me names, faggot, boy lover. Have you seen that movie, The Crow?
Uh-huh.
So I want to kick him, boom, square in the genitals. Do you teach that?
Every day.
Okay. So where are you guys located?
Right by the Florida Mall.
Okay, I know where that is. Can I bring my own outfit?
For the first two lessons, yes.
Okay, because I have this hot little kimono.
Uh-huh.
From when I used to visit Tokyo. So is that okay?
Hey, if it's comfortable,
I'm limber.
You can kick and punch in it.
I'm limber as hell, too, because I used to dance and do a little bit of gymnastics. Okay, what time are you guys open?
From 12 to 9.
12 to 9. Excellent. So
Would you like to set up a time to come in Monday or Tuesday?
Let's make it Monday.
Okay, what time would be good for you?
You're going to make me a badass.
Huh?
Make me a badass.
Hey, I can make you the baddest ass in America.
Oh, because I need to beat the hell out of this asshole.
Hey. That's what we're here for.
I understand that it's self-defense, right?
Totally self-defense.
So then if he grabs my ass or...
Knock him out.
Pulls my hair out.
Spin hook kick him.
Beat the living...
Drop him like a fly.
Beat the living out of him.
There you go.
I can't stand it.
What's your name, bud?
My beeper's going off. Can I call you right back?
Sure.
I'll call you right back.
No problem.
Thank you.
And now, more of the best of the Brad Westmar Show.
75% chance I pee my pants before the show ends tonight. I just wanted to mention that.
75, huh?
Yeah, it could happen.
Nice.
It really could. That's the problem with doing a one-hour show and doing these one-and-a-half-minute breaks or whatever they are. It's like there's no time to take the pee breaks.
Well, you need to go all trucker, you know, get the Stadium Pal or get a Gatorade bottle and
hey,
here you go.
Whose is this, Batman? I could...
I'm not sure whose that is. It might be yours now.
What is it?
It used to be tea or lemonade or something, I think.
Teaminade.
Yeah, it smells like tea. Yeah.
See, they wouldn't even notice. You could add a little man tea to that. No one would know.
Man. All right. So here's what happened. Let's get right into this. Okay.
Drama, right?
Remember, yeah, you know, we had a affiliate back on the old show, the Big Joe. Remember the Big Joe? I talked about him. He actually picked up the show this time around as well. He had an
very
internet
nice
radio station. Yeah.
The Big Joe.
His name is Joe, as a matter of fact.
Shockingly.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, well done.
We need to do a station here called the Big Todd. You know,
or Todd's big something.
Yeah. Anyway, so the Big Joe carried the show, the old show, and eventually dropped the old show because he felt that it just didn't fit the format. That, of course, he's a big music station, which just makes sense.
Right.
You know, and so I was a little surprised, as you can imagine, that he was interested in picking up this show. Okay.
Okay.
But gotcha. I thought, okay, maybe he's opened his mind a little bit. And I thought, well, you know, he gets some pretty good listeners on there, you know, for the music. So we'll see what goes on. So we're like, what now? We're about 4 months into the show. Is that right? 5 months? Wait, February, March, all January, February, March, April. 5 months into the show.
Mm.
20 shows into it. Okay. And I get an email from him last weekend saying, I'm going to have to drop the show. People want to hear more music.
Of course.
I'm like, okay, Joe, I understand. Gee, haven't heard that before. You know,
right.
I was nice to him and I said that. I said, you know, well, this is, seems like this has happened before, but, you know, I understand, you know, whatever, blah, 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 blah. And I don't remember how it happened, but he came back to me with another response saying, well, here's what happened. He said, I got a couple of comments. He used the word comments about the gay or nay segment.
Oh, really?
And my initial thought, and actually my response to him was, really? Comments about the gay or nay segment we did last week. And I guess my whole point was this, and tell me if I'm wrong, guys, but this is what I told Joe. I said, that segment was tame.
Yeah.
Very, 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 very tame. Am I right, Batman? Yeah.
It was super tame.
I thought so. And I said,
people are too damn sensitive.
Yeah. I mean, it's like, seriously. I mean, if you had somebody really make comments about that, I told him, oh, I know what it was. He told me that he would give the show another shot for a few weeks.
Uh-huh.
And then he told me that it was the gay or nay thing he got comments on. And I said, no, you know what, dude? Seriously. If you got comments of negativity about that segment, you're going to have more problems. So just don't air the show.
So which way were the comments? Were they?
Well, this is the fun thing about these people. No offense, Joe, but, you know, kind of offense. Okay? Here's the deal. You never get details. You just get these half explanations. Uh-huh. You know? I mean, if it was me.
Right.
And again, this is just me, Mr. Businessman. You know, I mean, I've done fairly well in my business, you know.
Hello.
Right.
It's your drug dealer.
I would give more specifics so people understood.
Well, and because honestly, the criticism could come from one of two ways. It could be gay folks who were offended.
Yeah.
Or it could be uptight conservative panty waists who thought, talk about gay? Right.
Exactly.
Who knows where the angle is? Not that it ultimately impacts what we're doing here, but...
Well, and quite frankly, I don't know if Joe's going to hear this or not. And if he does, you know, I mean, I'm trying to be nice, Jared. I'm trying to be Brad 2.0. I really, really am. And
you're kind of now back to 1.9.
I know I am. I know. And I'm trying not to berate Joe. But 1.8. I've got to admit, my initial reaction was one of a couple, two or three things. First of all, Joe was the one who was offended. Okay? That's a possibility.
It's his people.
Could be. Don't know.
Right.
Number two, I don't think it is that because gay people, okay, let's be honest, gay people are pretty free and are not offended easily. I mean, they are not uptight people.
Well, if we're not passing judgment and we're not basically condemning them to rot in the burning pits of hell,
right?
You know, on the basis of that, you know, that there was no judgment there.
No, precisely, precisely. Yeah. So then I got to thinking that maybe it was just an excuse to not air the show anymore because maybe he's seen that the listeners have dropped off, which was the initial impression that I got from him.
Uh-huh.
Okay?
Uh-huh.
So maybe he thought that that wasn't enough and he had to give me some other reason as to why he felt the show wasn't doing well or that he didn't want to air the show anymore.
Right.
Then I got to wondering if maybe it's possible, tell me if I'm wrong, guys, maybe it's possible that Joe likes to sop up grease off of his pizza with napkins. It's
possibly.
Very, very possible that he was offended and mad when we called that kind of gay.
Or he shops with a really girly cart.
Could be. I don't know.
He decorates his shopping cart with ribbons or...
Could be.
Right.
But the bottom line is this. If what Joe said was true about somebody or... No, sorry. Comments in the plural. Comments
Which
in the
plural.
Which could
mean two.
Two
in the vernacular.
Yes, it could mean two. If that were true,
uh-huh.
How far in the closet does one have to be offended by gay or nay? That's all I'm asking. Because it doesn't hurt me at all. It really, I mean, let's be honest. You know I'm not bringing this up because it bothers me. I don't care. I really, really.
Life goes on.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I really, really don't care. I wish Joe the best. I think his station is great. I really, really do. And maybe we really didn't fit on there. I'm not sure why he put us on.
But then just say that.
I agree.
Why invent this sort of... I mean, if
and it's,
invented
a, it's a
reason.
Question of event, right, of inventing. I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'd like to know more. I didn't want to press. I thought it was the right thing to do to not press, and I thought it was the right thing to do to tell him, no, don't air the show anymore.
That's fine.
Yeah.
Because last thing you want is an Aero 97.
Yeah, situation. I don't want to hear any more reasons as to why. I don't care.
Yeah.
I really don't care. If you like the show, listen. If you don't like the show, don't listen.
That's the whole point.
It's exactly.
You'll
it's,
do what you're going to do.
Yeah. And it's the reason why... I have not pursued affiliates any further. When we first started doing the show, I sent out a note to some people that I knew, including Joe, and said, if you're interested, here's what we're doing. Okay?
Right.
And only a few people responded, and that's great, because really, ultimately, Jackalope Radio and our podcast and downloads are our affiliates. It can't get any easier for people to listen than that. Internet affiliates, or even those small FM stations, I mean, well, I wouldn't mind being on them. You know, it doesn't matter because people are going to listen on demand via the downloads on jackaloperadio.com and also through the podcast. And that's all that matters.
Well, and I was going to say, if they can't listen to us through the internet means, then, you know, they can't figure that out, then they're probably not smart enough to get the content anyway.
Oh, well, it's very true. It's very true. So I apparently, you know, the Big Joe's listeners would rather hear Lady Gaga than us.
Gay or nay?
Very gay.
Yeah.
Very gay. Yes.
Ding.
Very gay. Yes.
Next.
Yeah.
That's Liberace gay.
Very Liberace. Yes. Thank you. I've got so many routes that I want to go, but I think it's fair. And hopefully Jared can help me out with this because this is something that you didn't know was coming, but you kind of did, but you didn't. I'm really screwing this microphone up tonight.
You are. You're like a devil out there.
It's time. It's time to bring Tom Baudet back for the service. Here we go, Tom.
Hi, Tom Baudet. Everyone's saying frugal is the new cool. Well, I have two quibbles with that. First, cool is subjective. Some think head-to-toe leather is cool. It's not. It's one man's opinion. And second, frugal isn't the new cool because it's the old cool. Motel 6 has been saving people money with the lowest price of any national chain since before it was cool. I'm Tom Baudet for Motel 6, and we'll leave the light on for you. Book online at motel6.com.
So several weeks ago, we brought this up, and, you know, Tom Baudet's become quite an icon. You know, he's been around a long time.
Yes, although his voice seems to be kind of giving out a little bit on
him. He's a little older, you know.
Yeah. Motel 6.
It's not that bad.
Oh, we'll keep the light on for you.
It's not that bad. Not that bad. But my point in bringing these up is... I don't know how Motel 6 has stayed in business. I really, really don't know how. I mean, how bad?
Oh, come on. Is it that hard to figure out?
You're
they
right.
always depot folks who need the place to stay in the room.
How is that again?
Yeah, you heard me. They always depot folks
Hello
who
there.
Need the place to stay in the room.
Are you implying? Are you implying
why would
that
I possibly
people of color are poor?
No, no. I'm saying...
Because I am. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. I'm kidding, of course.
There
I'm
goes
kidding.
How many other affiliates?
Again. Don't be so goddamn uptight out there. So remember, we had an affiliate that like dropped me for saying goddamn too much back in the day.
Right.
You know?
And you also had some that dropped you because you didn't believe in their fanciful tales of world domination.
This is true as well. But the goddamn thing. Okay, look, seriously. I mean, I'm off on a tangent. But seriously, think about it. How bad? I mean, seriously, don't be so offended by GD. Come on.
There are plenty of other things.
Good God. The F word is far, far nastier than GD.
Or get offended by my horrible voice or my complete lack of talent. I'll take that.
I still got to get you to DJ on here. But
no.
Yeah, we got to do that. We have to do that again sometime soon. People would love it. the thing about Motel 6, I mean, the truth about Motel 6, it would probably sound something more like this. I'm just guessing. And this is the only instrumental I could find of this music, but a little fast, but hi, John Baudet from Motel 6. Do you like to I'm trying to think of how to do it, you know? Do you like motels where the no smoking signs double as ashtrays? Or how about holes in the wall where framed pictures used to hang? Electrical outlets that are hanging out of the wall by wires? Or man-made stains on the floor and comforter? Motel 6 has it all for you, and if you don't have it here, let us know. We'll make it for you. I'm Tom Baudet from Motel 6, and
we'll leave the lights on.
I don't know if we should say it that way or not. I almost kind of wonder if it should be... You'll want to turn the light off? Something
it's
like that?
It's probably for the best.
Yeah. Just a thought.
Right.
I mean, but that kind of gives you an idea. I mean, Motel 6, it's an asshole. Okay.
On its best day.
Yeah, absolutely. When I first started off at my job,
Hello.
The current one I have,
it's your
right, you know,
drug dealer.
They said, look, don't worry about it. You know, go ahead. You got your company credit card. You need to stay places.
In case you needed anything at all.
You got to do what you want. You know, have a good time. Feel comfortable.
You know, you can always call me just
so
to talk.
I took that as I better be careful with how much money I spend. Okay? So the first time I'm in Denver, Colorado, big market for us. Okay? First time I'm actually in Fort Collins, Colorado. And if you're familiar with the area at all, you'll know that north of Denver on I-25 is Fort Collins, okay?
Right.
And there is a street there, an exit, which I can't recall off the top of my head what the exit is, but you'll see a Motel 6 just off to the west, okay?
Uh-huh.
I stayed there.
Oh, mercy.
Thinking I needed to save money, okay? Oh, my God. OMG. It was so nasty, okay? And I've never stayed at one again. In fact, my boss said to me, why did you stay there? I said, well, I was trying to save money. He said, well,
it's bad if your boss calls you out on that.
Yeah, you don't need to do that. Really, you can stay at a better place than that. I said, okay. And I don't think I've stayed at a Motel 6 again, although I have stayed at a few Holiday Inns that resemble Motel 6s. Holiday Inn is like it's the place that's stuck in the 70s. It's still got the same carpet.
Uh-huh.
With mustard stains and man-made stains, and just it's just nasty. And they haven't upgraded it at all since 1972.
Some of them are better than others, but usually you're pretty much
Holiday
right.
Inn Expresses are better because they're new.
I do like, and they're businessy.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they give you free internet access.
Exactly. But Holiday Inns, I stayed at the one that I'm sure, I think I talked about this on the old show. I stayed at the one in Stillwater. Now, first of all, Stillwater, you know,
there's only so high you can go in Stillwater.
Yeah, they're you know, they're a one horse town. You know, and it's not pretty at all to begin with. And then you stay at a Holiday Inn, it's just not right. So I don't know. Do you want to try? You want me to do another one?
Do you want me to?
You want to try?
Yeah, go ahead and try.
All right, I'll try not to botch this.
All right, now you got to wait for the music intro to start, and then you say, "Hi, I'm Tom Baudet from Motel."
Right.
Here we go. You gonna do it in your pretend Tom Baudet voice, or are you gonna do it?
I'll see how I.
Can you
do
hear
it.
Batman going to town on Skype right now?
He's click clacking away.
He is. I know.
I'm working on something in Photoshop. Thank
He's
you.
Secretary.
I want you to know we can all hear that on the air.
Just I think you guys can hear it, but no one else can.
Yeah. Okay. Sure. You're a good producer. Here we go.
Hi, Tom Baudet here.
You might be wondering about those stains and what they mean and where they come from and where the character lies. Well, that's a little bit of a guessing game. People do like to talk. They could be anything from coming out of your whizzle nut, or they could be anything from... Oh, God, I fell apart.
Sorry, I tried.
You killed me.
I tried not to. You want to try again?
I can't. You want to try again?
If I don't laugh, if I promise not to laugh, if I promise not to laugh, you've obviously got something planned here. You've obviously got something.
I can I go down the same route or is that going to be a buzzkill?
Please do. No, go ahead. People want to hear. Inquiring minds want to know. The people on the Big Joe want
to
hear
something
it.
Something over
come
your
on.
Face because I can't.
Okay. All right.
You went down there and it kind of made me chuckle.
Ladies and gentlemen, I went down.
Is that what you went said? Down.
This is the Big Jared. Here we go.
Ladies and gentlemen, Tom Baudet here. People have been wondering about stains, where they come from, what they mean, what their significance is. There's a greater story in those stains, what they mean, where they came from, and what patterns they indicate. You could be the kind that loves the stains that come from your neighbor, or the stains that come from a lovely lady. Whatever the origin of those stains, we want you to know those stains are important to you. We understand that at Motel 6, so we're not going to clean them up. Contemplate them, add to them, make them part of your life. And if you pick up a few six or eight-legged critters along the way, well, the more the merrier to enjoy those stains. This is Tom Baudet here in Motel 6, and we'll leave the lights and the stains on for you.
I like that.
Oscar is very, very sensitive.
That was good.
Well, thank you.
That was good.
That was a little bit of ad-libbing there. So.
I think I want to try again.
Oh, bring it.
No promises.
We're going to have a Baudet off.
Because I'm not as good at ad-libbing like the entire dialogue the way you are. It's really good.
I've heard enough of those. Yeah. That
it's really good. Maybe it's because I really would rather go home and go to bed right now than trying to imitate Tom Baudet. I don't know, but I'll give it one more shot.
I'm sure he's flattered.
I'm sure he is. Hi, Tom Baudet from Motel 6. Do you like mold on the bathroom ceiling and asbestos in the bathtub? How about just having one towel per room? Or how about no smoking rooms that smell like cigarettes? Well, at Motel 6, we've got that for you and lots more. Broken furniture, and don't forget, the safest locations in every city in America. Every one of our Motel 6s is located in a safe, safe neighborhood. Oh, and don't forget the cracks in the wall, the holes in the door, and the burn holes in the sheets and blankets. Oh, and of course, we've always got these for you as well. And if they're not there in your room, call us at the front desk and we'll bring them to you. Pillows with blood stains. I'm Tom Baudet from Motel 6, and remember to turn the light off. That's all I got. I don't know. I just, you know.
You want me to go again?
Yeah, you got something?
Maybe.
Okay.
Yeah, maybe. You'll have to let me know.
All right, we'll do one more.
Okay.
Because I
can't leave it on that note.
Maybe two more if I've got something.
Okay. Maybe I'll inspire you.
You might. Here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, the Jared.
Ladies and gentlemen, Tom Baudet here. I want to talk a little bit about smells. Smells are important. There are smells that mean a lot to you folks. There are smells that don't mean a lot to you folks. Maybe you're the kind of chap who likes to stick your fingers in your armpit and give it a good sniff. Or maybe there are other places down below the belt. Who am I to judge? Maybe you like to, I don't know, rub it around in there, get a little bit of that ginch on you, and give it a good whiff. Well, we know you're the type of person, and we like to accommodate that at our hotel. That's why we don't use Lysol or cleaning products or anything along those natures. So every smell that you produce, you'll be able to pass on to the next guest. And no what's more, all the guests who came before, you'll be able to get a little whiff of that too. So here's to cornucopia of smells and man potpourri, and we'll leave the lights on for you.
Very good. You're so good at that. You're so good at that.
Am I?
Batman's not listening, but you're really good. Do you agree? He's good at that.
I thought I was very good.
I got to do one more quick one that's going to really suck, and then we'll go to a break. So,
okay.
And when we come back, we're going to play the name game to end the show. So... and I'll have to re-explain it, I'm sure, because you can't remember what
every single darn time I screw it up.
It's okay, though. You'll be okay. All right. Well, we'll see what I got here.
Jason Voorhees.
Hi. Tom Baudet from Motel 6 here.
Do you like televisions and alarm clocks that are permanently attached to the desk and nightstand? Burn holes in the sheets and blankets and pillows with bloodstains? Well, at Motel 6, we've been doing it for you for years and years and years. And here's the great thing about it. Those pillows with bloodstains, they're the same ones we've had for years and years and years. Oh, and don't forget the air conditioners that don't work in the heat of the summer. And if you like to sleep in other people's bodily functions, Motel 6... Motel 6 is the place for you. Ooh. And don't forget, every Motel 6 has cable TV with 23 channels. I'm Tom Beaudet for Motel 6. Turn the light off.
Well done.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. Let's take the break, and we will be right back.
More of the best of the Brad Westmar Show coming up.
Girls, have you ever been out on a date so bad that you wanted to hide under the table or chew your arm off to get away? You know what I'm talking about. You're too embarrassed to bring him home to meet the family because you never know what that dumbass will say next? Well, say goodbye to Mr. Wrong. They'll all be Mr. Rights from now on.
Dad, this is Jimmy.
Hey there, Pops. What's up? Nice to meet you, Jimmy. Carlos told me a lot about you. Man, your hot ass of a girl sure knows how to rock my world. And those what the hell's wrong with you?
I meant to say it's really a pleasure to meet you, Mr. Walker. Carla here sure is a gem.
Introducing our revolutionary new patented brainwave-altering device. Quickly and efficiently, it stabilizes right brain and left brain activity and eliminates that unwanted male genetic Tourette's. With the click of a button, you can zap any guy into the man of your dream. Just point the control towards its head and zap him right. Our system is guaranteed to work every time. It's small enough to fit into your purse or pocket, and you'll never know what hit him.
Yo, bitch, get over here, bend down in front of me, and start. Honey, you look wonderful tonight. And did I tell you, you're always right?
Carla, where on earth did you find such a nice young man?
It worked on my boyfriend, and it'll work on yours, or your brother, or your boss. They make great stocking stuffers, hostess thank yous, and bridal shower gifts. Date with confidence. This holiday, give the gift of peace of mind. Call 1-800-ZAP-HIM. Zap him right. Making the world a safer place to date.
May cause brain damage, blurred vision, nosebleeds, and uncontrollable emotional outbursts. Not to be used on children or the elderly. We do not guarantee this product. If used inappropriately, cannot be administered more than once in a 24-hour period. Keep away from hamsters, gerbils, and small ferrets.
Now, more of the best of the Brad Westmar Show.
Man, are we going to end the show? Because once again, we're back to the Batman can't tell time thing. What's the show that's on after us? It's already starting right now. What's that show?
Bump them
sorry,
for us.
Sorry.
Okay. So do I get to hear my bass? Are you gonna kick in the bass?
I'm kicking in your bass, man. Sorry. Okay, I was enjoying myself.
I'm trying to hear it here. Do you hear the?
I'm gonna have to cut you out. Man. It's in there.
Okay. How come I don't hear my? Usually, there we go. Oh, now I know. Okay. There we go. Okay. Jared.
Yeah.
We're going to try something new soon. I don't think you're ready tonight.
No, I spent all my creativity.
I understand. But eventually we're going to let Jared close the show with a Jared quip or something like that.
I can be quiptastic or quiptic.
No, he was quiptic. That guy back there in the Batcave, he's quiptic.
He is quiptic. He's crazy quiptic.
Yeah. I think I'm going to, even though the show's already been cut off, I'm gonna cut it all off right now. So stay tuned and watch out for the bonus segment that'll be posted on bradwestmar.com. Thank you very much for joining us tonight on the Brad Westmar Show. Am I lowbrow?
You're lowbrow.
I'm lowbrow.
I'm highbrow.
And together we're
unibrow.
Very good. I didn't say it. I just wanted to see
you
if you were going to do it correctly.
Failed.
Sorry.
All right.
It's Batman back there in the Batcave. Thank you for joining us, and we will see you next week. And by the way, if you did, thank you for coming. Good night. We'll be right back.
Antelope Radio.
You've bought his records, you've seen his films, you've even purchased the Day Glow Velvet Memorial paintings at the gas station. As a true Elvis fan, you think you've heard it all. But wait, there's more. Now you can buy secret recordings of Elvis's last telephone conversations. Yes, it's the Elvis tapes.
Hello, baby. This is Elvis. And I want you to come over right now and make me a big peanut butter and then a sandwich. A peanut butter and a banana sandwich will get me through the day.
You'll hear Elvis in his most intimate moments.
Hello, Pizza Man, Pizza. Yeah, this is the Elvis. Why don't you bring me over a couple large pies? Don't make it three. Don't make it six, double cheese. Yeah, I'm hungry. I'm alone. And I'm hungry.
And you'll hear Elvis reveal how he really feels about the one true love of his life.
I want you back. I want you back in my life, baby. And on your way back, would you pick up some donuts, please? Big jelly, cream donuts. Crullers, cheese, Danish, too. I love my big honey glazed donuts. Without them, I can't do.
The Elvis Tapes.
Oh, give me more donuts.
Available now in drugstores everywhere.
I love to eat,
Jackalope Radio.